Hello, this is Bobby Rio, and welcome back to the Great Seducer Interview Series. You can find all of our interviews with the top dating coaches and pickup artists at www.greatseducer.com. Head over to thegreatseducer.com and pick up your free copy of the Little Black Book of Openers. This is a collection we've put together of 177 of the best, most effective, proven, and tested openers for approaching and starting conversations with women. That is the Little Black Book of Openers, and it's available now completely free at greatseducer.com. Today I have a very special guest for you, a new friend, Marnie, who goes by the name of Wing Girl and runs the Wing Girl Method, where she trains men how to be the man women want. Today we're going to be discussing a variety of topics such as: what signs do girls give you to let you know that they're interested? Does she like you as a friend or something more? How to go for your female friend without lurking or scaring her away? A secret to be a peer confident? What do women ultimately want from a man? What kind of openers do women like most? Why you need to pay attention to the energy you're projecting? How much emphasis do women put on being cool? How to get the best results with online dating? And the biggest physical turnoffs for women. I think you're going to really enjoy this interview, as Marnie brings a fresh new voice to the dating and attraction world. Sit back and enjoy.
All right. Hello, everybody. This is Bobby Rio. Today I have a special guest on the phone with me. Her name is Marnie, and she is from the Wing Girl Method. She teaches men how to attract beautiful women. Marnie, why don't you just give a little background about yourself and how you got started with this?
Okay. Hi, first of all. my name is Marnie, and I'm the owner and creator of the Wing Girl Method, which started about 5 years ago. And it is the only female-run and operated company to be part of the seduction community. But we're more than just part of the seduction community. We teach men how to understand women and realize what women want. And that knowledge helps them become more attractive versions of themselves, which ultimately attract more women. So about 5 years ago, my best friend and I went to a singles mixer, and no one was talking to each other, so we started grabbing people, mainly men, and pushing them to go and approach women. And then we would give them feedback on the spot about what women were thinking, what they wanted, what their body language was saying, and then by the end of the night, there was lots of people who were going on dates and then ultimately ended up in relationships. So my best friend and I, Nina, went home at like 1 o'clock in the morning, a little bit tipsy, and we were like, oh, why can't we do this as a business and help people meet other people and be comfortable and just relay information to both sexes? And so we put an ad up on Craigslist for Wing Girls, and we had about 75 responses by the next morning. And so then we just started from there, and it slowly molded into the company that it is right now, which is still slowly molding. But now what we do is we have programs, we have seminars, we have information, we have a blog, everything coming from a female perspective to educate and inform men so that there is less games being played and less confusion about women.
Excellent. I'm actually really excited for today's interview. I've done a lot of interviews with dating coaches and you know, pickup artists and whatnot, but this is the first time I've actually had a female dating coach on the phone, so it's going to be great to hear what, you know, your techniques and methods are and what you're out there teaching men. So
I feel so honored.
So, you know, what were some of the kind of things throughout your life, you know, before you even got into this, that just kind of annoyed you about men, or that you saw as kind of mistakes guys were generally making with women?
The main thing that I saw and that I had noticed was that men weren't really listening to me. And it's not listening to what I was saying verbally, but it's what my body was saying to them that they couldn't really understand, and they weren't able to pick up on the cues that I was sending out to them. So for four men who approached me, I can give out vibes to them about how I'm feeling about the situation without actually saying, get away from me, you're freaking me out. I am more polite, and I give off an energy that other women in the room can pick up on, but men can't pick up on. So, again, what I do is I educate men on paying attention to body language and what a woman's body is saying. So a lot of guys, for example, they don't notice that when they're standing talking to a woman who is staying there, she's paying attention to them, but she's also looking around the room, not making eye contact. Her body is turned well away from them. She's probably making the help me eyes to several other women in the room. She's nodding. She's not engaging in conversation and giving one-word answers. That I know as a woman, and with my friends being women, and I've seen other women do this, I know that that means that she's not interested. But men see it as, oh, this woman is standing here. She's not leaving. She totally wants me, and we're going to go home and have sex and possibly be together forever. So, you know, that's the biggest error that a lot of men, they just don't pay attention, or they don't know to pay attention.
You know, it's really great you brought this up, because I've recently, I tend to go through the dating forums and stuff just to kind of find out what people are looking to know, so that when we produce articles and look for people to interview, I always want to know what topics to talk about. And one of the biggest things in the dating forums tends to be guys who just can't figure out if a girl's interested in them. That's like 90% of the questions is a guy saying, it's, you know, there's this girl at work and we're friends, and you know, sometimes I catch her looking at me, but I've asked her to hang out, and she has something to do tonight, but then she says she'll call me, you know, and it goes on and and on, and, you know, you get a handful of people replying, you know, the worst possible advice in those dating forums you could possibly find. So, I would like to just get a little bit into that, because that's actually, like I said, something that I personally has been on my mind, and I think it's, you know, a great topic.
Interesting. I was going to say, it's like everywhere that I keep getting questions like that as well from men saying, okay, well, you know, I have this girl and she's canceled on me a few times. She won't answer her phone. She texts me back when I call her 2 days later. And then I usually just say to them, okay, what if you were doing that to somebody? What does it mean? What does that mean to you? It means that this person is not a top priority to you. You know, you're not into this person, but you still kind of want to be polite and reach out to this person so that they can think, oh, you know, he's still nice. That's exactly what women are thinking on the flip side. They don't want to put themselves into an uncomfortable situation where they have to say, listen, I'm not into you. They're basically saying, it's obvious I'm not into you. Take the hint. A woman can flake once because of things that could happen. You know, you never know if somebody's a friend of theirs is going to be in the hospital or have an emergency. Yes, you can give them one situation where they can flake on you. But if it keeps happening consistently, why would you continue to go after that situation? The more attractive thing to do is back off, because that's when women will be attracted to you, is when you finally back off, you man up, and you start having some self-respect.
So, Marnie, when you're, you know, when there's a guy, let's say, that you are interested in, or, you know, if any female, but from your perspective, how do you let them know, like, the difference of a guy who you like as a friend, who you may know through your social circle, or you may work with them, and you're just friendly with them, but let's say now you do have a guy and you do have, you know, a little attraction for him. What's the different kind of signals that you'll be sending out that guys should be looking out for?
That my calendar is completely open for him, that I usually will jump. It's the same thing that men do. It's, you know, when you're into somebody, you're into them. You will make sure that you answer your phone. You'll make sure that you get back to them. You'll make sure that they know that you are there and that you are interested. There is a slight difference between being interested and being and wanting to be friends. Like, for me, when I want to be friends with somebody that I really like, yes, I will make myself available, but I won't make myself seem attractive around them. I'll feel very confident, I'll feel very comfortable, but I will touch them a lot in a friendly, friendly way where I'm completely comfortable touching them. Whereas if I was into them, I would slightly touch them. I might be a little bit more uncomfortable with what I'm saying, and I'm not as confident. I might stumble over my words a little bit. So So that's where the distinction is hard to see. When a girl's not into you, it's very easy to see that. But it's difficult for a lot of men because there's a lot of women who flirt for fun because they're natural flirts, and a lot of women who are okay with male-female friendships. So they will go after that if that's being offered to them, especially if they're not interested in a guy that is an awesome guy. So the fine line is between a woman wanting to be friends with you because she thinks you're awesome and a woman being into you. So when I'm into a guy, I will never mention other guys. I will bat my eyelashes. I will make sure that I always look my best. I will flip my hair. I will put my lip gloss on, and I will have my body language forced towards you, possibly leaning into you, not covering my body.
You know, you actually said a great point before when you said that if you weren't calling her back or you were sending her a text when she calls, what does that mean? And it's so common sense, but guys just again and again and again kind of either go into a denial or they just don't want to believe it or what. It's just kind of like an endless circle for guys. And it is a great way to think. I never thought about it. Just to ask yourself, if I was doing this to the, what would it mean? And that it's a very simple way.
And that's actually become my advice recently to most of these men. If somebody writes me an email with an explanation of the situation that happened, I'll say to them, read this email back to yourself and tell me what you would advise a friend if they were writing this to you. And right away they get it. They just need to see it out loud and they need somebody else to send them that message. Everybody wants to feel good about themselves. Everybody wants to feel cool and wonderful and wanted. And it sucks when you're not, because that's when you start going into a tailspin and making up excuses or other reasons why something possibly didn't happen. It's to protect yourself, but it ends up hurting yourself even more because then your disappointment is even greater when you finally do come to terms with the situation that's going on. So what my program does and what I preach in general to my friends and people that ask me advice is that you have to be more aware of what's really going on and have more confidence in yourself that you can move on and find other situations. And if the flaky situation ends up coming back to you, then you get to decide if you want to take it back, as opposed to the other person being in full control. Again, it really is about self-respect, and the more self-respect you have as a man or as a person, the more others will respect you and find you attractive.
Yeah, that's so true. And now what if a guy has emailed you and now he wants to go after a girl and he says to you, or he comes to one of, you know, your programs and we'll go two different examples. Let's start with an example of a girl he knows through school or through work or, you know, just a social scene. He knows her regularly, and he's unfamiliar with how to attract a woman. What kind of advice do you first give out to these guys?
Well, the first thing that I tell them is that they have to be comfortable with themselves in order to go and approach anybody, because if you're not the man that women want to be with, then you're not going to have great success. So the more comfortable, confident, and self-assured you are as a man, the better results that you're going to get. You're going to have more options, more people are going to respond to you. But usually emails I get are like, okay, I don't know if this girl is into me. And so I usually say, just go ask. Or go ask her out. Stop trying to look for signals that she's into you. And like, because the more that you lurk, the more you freak a girl out, and the more confident she feels about herself, and the less respect she has for you. So if you see a girl that you like, or anything that you want, go for it. Go after it, and just be okay with being rejected. Not everybody is going to like you. But in order to increase your options, you actually have to go after the options that you want. So for men who are listening, if you're interested in knowing if a girl's into you, then really just go up to her and say, you know what, you're adorable, I want to take you for coffee. Be direct, be confident, and be very specific about what you want to do. The more specific you are, the more confident you appear. And the harder it is for women to say no to.
True that. We always talk about how as guys, women want you to take the lead. And if you're completely confident in your request, let's say, come with me tonight. You know, I need to go shopping for a present for my nephew. Come with me. And you just say it with like almost a certainty that she's going to come. It's like kind of programs her or subconsciously makes her want to come. Whereas if you You know, I don't mean programming in like that weird NLP way, but I just mean like people in general, even guys. You know, when you're hanging out, let's say with your friends, and you say something like, you know, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? And everybody's kind of like, I don't know, where do you want to go? But if one guy's like, you know, let's go to Fridays, well, then you just say, okay, that's where we're going. And I think a lot of guys should just take, you know, take that advice that you just gave and just actually say it in a way like you expect her to come. And I think that is great advice.
And that behavior and that attitude is kind of powerful. It's something that's different and not like most other men. And women, they do. They want someone who knows what they want. They want someone who can take control. They want, that's what they want ultimately. They want to feel secure. I'm not talking about feeling financially secure. I'm talking about being with somebody who just knows what they want and knows how to get it. And when you display or when you talk to a woman in that manner of being like, nope, this is what I want. This is what we're going to do. This is what I would like us to do together. It's very difficult to say no. But there's other situations for men when they are friends with a woman that they like and they haven't been able to step it up and announce it to a woman. So that's a very different situation when you have already befriended this person. And I actually, one of my best friends has had a recent situation where she has been hanging out with a guy, they've been friends. He's been, like, soft and, like, available to her, and she hasn't really been into him, but she always found him attractive and something interesting. Because I will tell you, every woman at some point questions, when she's friends with a guy, could this work? Could I be with this person? It would be so easy if this person could just do this and then I could be with him. Every woman will think that. Every male will think that, too, about their female friends. You know, it's a natural thing. The difference is that if a man were able to step up and alpha it up a little bit, then that woman would totally be into him. So my friend, she actually said to her guy friend, she's like, you know what, I need you to be more of an alpha. Like, you're just available to me. And as soon as she said that, he's like, you know what, you're absolutely right. He threw her up against a wall and started kissing her. And they're dating now.
Really?
Yeah, they're dating. She's so happy. He's like, you know what? I wasn't trying to be more of an alpha because I just thought before that women didn't like that. Women didn't want. I'm not saying that he was being a jerk to her after or disrespectful or aggressive, but he was being softer because he thought that that's what she wanted. He thought she wanted a softer person. And it turns out that she didn't. Same as every other woman. You want someone to take control. And again, not in a jerky, aggressive way, but in a manly, sexy, attractive way.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people listening to that story right now happy because they have a female friend that they want, and you just gave them hope. Tonight they're going to be pushing her against the wall. And,
exactly. But that's what it takes, is just catching her off guard, but then continuing that behavior after. And it really is about not being walked all over, not answering the phone after 11 o'clock at night to listen to her talk about a guy that broke her heart. You know, it's about staying strong to the position that you would like to be. So if you want to be a person's boyfriend or sexual partner, whatever it is, then don't pretend to be a friend. If I want to be in advertising, I don't first go try and work at a bank. You know, I go try and work in advertising. So if you want to be her friend, act like her friend. If you want to be more than that, act like more than that. But the thing is that if you do announce to a woman that you have liked for a long time, that you want to be friends, you want to take it to the next level, you have to be okay with walking away after and saying, then we can't continue this friendship on the same level that we have right now because it's distracting me from going after what I really want, which is ultimately a relationship with a great woman. So that's also for men who are in that situation right now. There's definitely hope. Try something fantastic and alpha up, but if it doesn't work, then you have to make the call whether or not you're okay with just staying in the friendship zone, because it's very rare that a woman will turn around and be like, oh, there you are. I've been dating jerks for so long. A fantastic guy has been beside me the entire time. Now I want you. I want to have your baby. It doesn't happen. That doesn't happen. There are certain circumstances where it does, yes, but not very often.
You actually, I just want to emphasize, because the people listening, I don't want them to overlook one of the important factors that you said, is that before you kind of make that sexual or even just asking your female friend out on a date, you really need to alpha up and kind of attract her? Because I think that a lot of guys do what you had talked about earlier. They lurk as like that guy for 6 months of just being her friend, and then they're still in that like wussy mode, and then they write her a note or they kind of just confess their love to her without. That doesn't work in my personal experience and in my friend's experience. It's kind of, you have to change your attitude, like you said, alpha up, is a way to describe it, before you actually go for it. Because if you just think announcing your love for her is going to get her, that's more likely going to just make her feel awkward and scare her away.
Oh, exactly. 100%. And then she's going to distance herself from you. She's not going to return your phone call. It's going to be weird and it's going to be awful. And I've been in that situation way too many times, and it's uncomfortable and sucks. It totally sucks. And it sucks for the girl, too, because then she loses a friend. But I will tell you that every woman who has shoved a guy into the friendship zone knows that he's into her. She's not stupid. You know, she's very aware of what's going on. So don't think that you pulled the wool over her eyes and she has no clue that you're into her. She knows about this. And she's dreading the day when you're going to bring it up in a sappy, wussy way. But again, alpha up, and it can totally change the story for you. It'll change the outcome.
Great. Just want to shift topics and kind of get your opinion why I have you on the phone about this, because this is something that I've talked to a lot of, you know, male dating coaches, and I kind of want to hear your opinion in terms of, like, the bar club scene, the opening line, or, you know, the approach, as they call it. You know, what, you know, a lot of guys nowadays, you know, there's two schools of thought. There's the direct walk up to a girl, tell her you've noticed her across the room and you want to get to know her. Then there's the guys who say use the an opinion opener, where you just kind of make up a question to kind of get your foot in the door. I mean, as a girl and as somebody who's been coaching guys as well, what do you personally like and what have you seen work best for the guys you've been coaching?
Well, it depends what the guy's going after, number one, but I don't teach pickup lines. I teach men how to have the right energy, because if you have the right energy, you can say whatever you want. You can say banana, banana, banana 18 times, and I'm going to fall all over you if you have the right energy behind it. So, you know, if a guy comes up to me and he's nervous and he's shaking and he asks me what my dream was when I was a child and, like, how did I feel, then that's going to be unattractive to me. But if another guy comes up and is like, you know what, when you were younger, tell me what it was like being younger. What did you dream about? What was your big dream when you grew up? What did you want to be? Like, then that attracts me. But it really depends on who's delivering the message. That's my belief. There is no right or wrong to what you use. But for guys who do want to know what to use, I would use whatever makes you comfortable and whenever you're the most comfortable spitting out of your mouth. And you get that comfort by practicing, either on your own or by just approaching a whole bunch of women and just saying things over and over and over again and getting more comfortable with the scenario of approaching or doing a cold approach. But yes, always direct. I wouldn't lurk around and stare at a woman for about half an hour and then go up and approach her, because that will never bring you success. Just, you see something you like, you go after it, and then start talking about the lighting in the place. Or you ask her a question saying, you know, what are your thoughts on this? Again, I don't have a preference.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, what you said was kind of interesting, something I've been personally kind of looking at and coming up with theories on, is just the idea of the congruence of a man. And like you said, that energy, and that it really is about finding your own voice. Because if you go up there and you have, you want to go up and say, like, because you heard some pickup artist tell you to walk up to a girl and tell her, you know, you want to take her in the other room and spank her because that line worked for him, but you're a shy, kind of insecure guy, you're not going to get away with it.
Exactly. You're going to get slapped. Pretty much. That's how. No, you're absolutely right about it being congruent, 100%.
And what about, you mentioned energy. I mean, is that just mainly body language, posture? Is there...
Oh, yeah. Okay, I should have touched on that. So this is the thing. Women read other people's body languages by energies that they feel about them. I'm sorry, their energy is based on body language. And an energy within a person. That's what women can read when they see something. It's like an aura coming at them, as opposed to just a person and the words that they say. It's the energy behind what they're saying. And that energy does come from body language, voice, and just inner confidence inside. If you feel really good about, and you'll notice this as well, when you feel really comfortable and good about yourself, you'll feel a different energy in you, and you'll feel the energy that you are projecting onto people and what they give back to you. So if you have a negative energy and you feel really bad about yourself, like, you know that you're going to be projecting crap onto other people. Nobody's going to want to be around you. But if you walk into a room and you're like, listen, there's tons of options here. Who do I want to talk to? Okay, I want to go talk to that woman because she seems intriguing. She's cute. She's got a nice butt, and I want to talk to her. She has pretty hair. So you have to think about things that way, and if you have that energy behind you in your approach, you can say anything that you want. But if you walk in and you're like, ugh, people are going to reject me here. She must have a boyfriend. She's probably taken. She's too pretty for me. And then you go up to a woman, that energy is really going to be thrown up all over her, and nobody likes to have throw up on them. It's not attractive, it's disgusting, and it's sticky and smelly and gross. And that's basically what you're doing to people if you don't have the right energy behind what it is that you're doing.
You know what, I really like that term, energy. It's not something I've heard used often, but as you're talking about it, I find myself remembering, you know, having discussions with my friends where we've been even talking about other ones of our friends, where we'll be going out for a night and we'll be like, should we invite, you know, Bob? And we're like, I don't really want his energy. You know, his energy is going to bring me down tonight. And then, you know,
yeah.
Talking about girls, you know, you'll say, oh, she's going to be here. And she's the kind of girl, you know, you describe her as the kind of girl who lights up a room. And there's no real way to you know, when you say that, everybody knows what you're talking about, but it's really just an energy that they're sending off that is completely true.
Yeah, and the thing is that it's easy to actually have that energy more often. It just does take work. Like for me, and I know for people that I know, when I am more proactive in my life and not doing the regular thing over and over and over again, like same boring routine, my energy elevates. Like if I do a new activity, let's say I go rock climbing, or let's say I go to a play, something out of the ordinary for me, my energy gets taken up a notch because I'm doing something different, which is building my confidence and making me feel like a more well-rounded person. So that energy carries over for me for like a week. And therefore, I can use that energy to go after what I want. And the more often that you do these things for yourself, it's like a gift to yourself, the more you can have this energy on a consistent basis.
I like just having that passion in your life that almost kind of makes you not care as much about the results of your night out because you're just happy about other areas of your life. And women, and I guess even, you know, men can sense it about women, but women definitely have that sixth sense to tell, you know, how happy a man is in his life. And you're right.
Definitely.
Nobody wants to be invited into the life of somebody who, you know, has that negative, depressive energy.
Oh God, no, that's awful. I've encountered so many people like that, like the bitter man or like the angry guy at the bar, and you're like, seriously, like, really, did he want to come out tonight and spit this venom all over me? Like, come on.
Yeah, you hear
perk up or something. It's disgusting.
I'll be standing next to a guy, and a girl will kind of almost hit on him, and she'll be like, hey, how's it going? He's like, oh, I'm just really tired. I'm like, why would you tell her that?
Yeah. That's
just gonna, you know, even if you are really tired, just keep it to yourself and perk up.
Exactly. I agree with you completely. I know it's so funny what comes out of people's mouths, what they think is attractive or what they think will help them connect to people, that ultimately ends up distancing them even further. It's interesting to me.
You know what I wanted to talk to you quickly about, because like I said, just having a female's opinion on this topic is the idea of being cool. You know, I've found recently, I've been noticing that, you know, men put more value in coolness than women do. And you know, you find that, you know, you kind of talked about how just right there saying I'm tired, or, you know, like a guy might say, like, oh, I'm really hungover, because he thinks it sounds cool to say he's really hungover. you know, it's, he shows that he parties, but in the woman's eyes, that energy is just not there. And, you know, have you found with a lot of your students that, like, that kind of ingrained mentality of having to be cool actually, you know, might be counterproductive for them?
Yeah, 100%, because of the way that they think about cool. They think about cool the way that cool was back in high school, where it's like, okay, you drink and you smoke and you do this and what. Like, cool is not cool anymore. I am the biggest lover of dorky people in the entire world. Most of my girlfriends are as well. Cool really comes into that energy that we were talking before, and it's a cool comfort. And that's what women are attracted to. It's not like a guy with his shirt collar or his leather jacket, you know. I don't even really know what cool means, because a lot of guys who focus so much on being cool are the biggest losers I've ever met in my entire life, because they can't relax, they can't connect, they don't listen, and they focus too much on what is cool, so it stops them from being involved. I think people, it's, you know, it's like when you, what they say when you get out of high school, they're like, okay, those, you know, you'll, well, half of those cool people when they're, you know, working at McDonald's and you're the head CEO of some big corporation. It's like those skills don't carry over into the real world once you're done. It doesn't work that way. It's unattractive to women, and somebody who's always talking about, like, oh, I went out drinking last night, or, like, my, you know, I didn't go for a ride in my convertible on the weekend, like, that's not cool. That's annoying. Like, just, like, really annoying and unattractive.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting to hear you say that you're into, like, those dorky guys, because it was one of the things, like, you know, coming out of college and entering kind of, like, the dating scene. You know, college, for most people, or I shouldn't say that because I'm sure it's not true, but for me anyway, it was relatively easy to meet women, because there's just that big party scene and drinking, and it was, you know, but then you go into the real world dating environment, and you kind of find, you know, I found myself saying, like, oh, women like all these dorky guys, and I was always there still trying to be the cool guy. And I was like, you know, what are they laughing at, these stupid jokes, these guys? And then, you know, I've come to realize, like you're saying, it's that idea of being involved. You know, women, they want to have fun. They want to be involved with you. And like you said, when you're trying to be cool, you're almost stuck too far in your own head and how you look. And you're not allowing her to have fun. And I thought that was interesting how you described it.
Yeah.
What are some of the other things you work on with a lot of the students that you have, you know, some other areas besides just the energy that you notice a lot of guys have problems with, and that you kind of can give them some good advice on?
I actually help a lot of guys with online dating. We have a program called the Online Tweaker, and so a lot of guys have a hard time communicating over email, and there's one area that men are stuck on, and it spreads out into 18 different areas of their lives. So, for example, like, men think that they have to be cool in their writing, they have to be funny, they have to say as much about them as possible, and they need to make their opening emails 18 pages long. And that stuff doesn't work as well. Again, it is about being cool and comfortable and being careful with who you give yourself to. It's really, like, it's like, you know, people don't want to buy the cow, they can get the milk for free. It's like these guys spit out so much information about themselves that you have to really hold back and be careful with who you want to put your energy into. I know I'm speaking like such a spiritual person right now, but I'm so not at all. But it's really like, do you want to spend 45 minutes working on an email to this person that you've never met before, you've never talked to them, you've seen their profile, you're not really into their profile, you like their picture. Like, why do you want to put so much into this one person when, you know what, you can be comfortable and you can say, I want to get to know more about you. Let me see what you're about. You basically just write that in an email saying, like, you know what, you're really cute. Love what you wrote in your profile about this. Want to get to know you better. It's that relaxed energy behind what you're saying. Emails, people shouldn't take longer than 30 seconds to a minute to write, because it should just be something natural that comes out of you. If you find yourself sitting for 10 minutes staring at an email and thinking, is this perfect? It's not going to end up being perfect, because they can, women can read that when they receive the email. It doesn't work. And so that's an area that I'm helping them with as well. Another one is approach anxiety. That's a huge area for a lot of men. It's approaching them, and then also, what do I say to women? What do I talk to women about? And that was a question that I kind of answered before about having more going on in your life and just being a more open person to different things, because the more experiences you have, the more confident you are, the more comfortable you are, and the more things you have to talk about.
Okay, I just had a quick question about the online dating.
Okay.
You know, as a female, and you know, have you done online dating?
Yes.
Okay, now, let's say, you know, you're getting tons of emails from guys sending you, hey, you look cute, or you know, I want to get to know you. What makes one guy stand out over the other guys then? If most guys are generally, you know, there are probably tons of guys writing those long emails. I know that I have done that at some points in my life as well. But if you do get a bunch of guys writing, hey, you look cute in your pictures, you know, what can you look for? Is it something in their profile that you look for? You know, what is it? Solely looks-based then? You know, what are you making your decision on?
No, then I dig a little bit deeper. If it's like a good email to me and I like it and it's caught my attention, I'll go look at their profile and see if I'm interested, and he'd probably look at their picture and see if I'm attracted to them. So then if the voice in the email matches up to the picture and then matches up to the profile and I'm intrigued, then I'll write back. But usually, if I'm intrigued by the email and it catches my attention, not by being something so fantastic and different from what else is out there, but by having, like, the right energy, I'll always write back a little bit. And I'm a little bit bitey, you know? So I'll throw something in there that will have something that they can respond to. And if they can respond back to me with proper banter or whatever it is, again, the right energy back, then I'll continue. It just buys the person 5 more seconds.
It's true, like you said, that you kind of throw out a little bit that they can banter with, and if they bite, then you know that, hey, maybe this person is worth talking to, but if they don't, then they're not. And that's, you know, advice to give to guys as well, is that when you're writing a girl, I guess, and you throw out something that you find kind of amusing and she doesn't respond, well, then maybe you guys just don't have the same sense of humor and you're not going to banter well together.
That's a really good point, because that's what I teach a lot of people too, is that a lot of guys don't know that they can reject as well. They think that when they approach somebody, they have to stick it out till the very end. But for a lot of guys, I tell them that they have to be more present in their conversation. And for them, it's a choice as well. It's, do I want to continue talking to you? Are you interesting to me? Am I enjoying myself? Instead of focusing on the approach and getting the phone number and not really being present in the conversation, it allows them to have options by having the option to walk away.
No, you're right. Most guys don't realize that. And like you said, once they walk up to a girl and actually start talking to her, it's like they've committed themselves to just sit on a grenade, even if it's not something that they want to stick around for. And it's funny, I've noticed that myself.
I like how you put that.
What about, before we move on, what about looks? Female's point of view. What do you tell guys about looks, and what are some of the things that you just can't stand? Like something that a guy will come to you and you'll be like, girls just don't like that. Whether it be like a grooming thing or whether it be a fashion thing. You know, what are maybe like three to five things that a guy can just, that a general amount of guys are doing wrong that you want to say, hey, just stop doing that and, you know, increase your attractiveness?
Well, basically, don't wear really tight jeans. It's the thing, if you're a hipster, you can totally wear tight jeans and it'll work for you. But for the majority of men, like, don't wear jeans or pants that are a little bit short and tighter around your ankles. Have them be a little bit looser. Don't wear a belt buckle around your chest, and don't have your pants too tight. There really aren't things that I can say to do, because again, if a guy has the right energy, he's going to be able to pull it off. A guy who is in a band, who's totally comfortable with himself, who feels really confident with the shaggiest hair, dirty nails, ripped jeans, food on his shirt, is going to attract women. He's going 100%. It's going to work. But for the majority of people that are out there, I would say don't have stains on your clothes. Don't have holes in your clothes. Don't have greasy, disgusting hair. Don't have dirt under your fingernails. No matter what, that will bother a female eventually, even if she is taken by your personality in the very beginning. But yeah, to increase your chances, get rid of all of those things. Start using a moisturizer so that your skin isn't flaky. Make sure that your ear hairs aren't too long. Make sure your nose hairs aren't too long. Make sure that if you have acne, to try and figure out something to do about it. What else is there? Those are just general things that anybody should do. Because basically, if you can't take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to take care of anything. That's the message that you're sending to people. If you are look like a schlumpy guy with your hair everywhere, it's saying, yeah, you're a slob. How you dress, you're going to be a slob in life. You're not going to be anything to me.
You know what, I just want to point out something you said that I think is kind of funny, and I want to make sure guys listen, heard it, is when I asked you that, one of the first things you said was, like, the tight jeans at the ankles, you know, the jeans that kind of, like, bunch up at your ankles, and it's like my girlfriend has a pet peeve beyond pet peeve about that, like, God forbid my jeans, like, you know, and she's immediately, like, pull your jeans down, loosen them up around, and what's funny is that since then, I pay more attention to it now because I know she does. And now it's like I can almost look at a guy at a bar, and if I look down at his jeans and I look around his ankles, I can almost tell his level of social intelligence or social intuition by how his jeans are at his ankles. And, I've kind of, she's like got me looking at that, and it's almost like a telltale sign now of how successful he's going to be in a bar. And you're the first person that I've like really addressed that, and it's great that you did, because I think guys should pay attention to that. And
that's so funny. I love that your girlfriend said that too. I would say most women say that, because like I have some friends who come back from dates and they're like, oh, his jeans were so tight and they were too short. It was annoying. It was so unattractive. I couldn't stop focusing on it the entire night.
It's
a thing, because then it carries through into who you are as a person as well. For some, you know, it's not just about the jeans. Like, I don't think any girls could be like, oh, that guy's jeans are way too tight. I'm never going to go out with him again. But it does carry on into other areas of your life. It kind of go hand in hand with the jeans being too short.
Yeah, it's true. Like I said, you can tell the social intelligence level of how in they are and how much they take care of themselves isn't really the right word. Because they may be, like, well-groomed, but they just don't get it. And it's funny.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Marnie, I know you got a boot camp or a seminar coming up. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about it?
I have a workshop coming up in Chicago on August 15th from 11 o'clock until 2 p.m., and then usually I talk a lot. So it'll probably go until 3. it's going to be myself and a couple of women girls. We're going to be at DePaul University, and we're going to be talking about how to become the man women want and really focusing on men avoiding the friend zone. There's general topics that we're going to talk about, but really drilling down into how men can avoid falling into that friend zone or the nice guy zone. I want men to be attractive, and I want men to get everything that they want, mainly because I want them to be able to hit on my friends instead of all of these other jerks going and approaching them. So I want to make great guys even greater and have them become noticed. It's going to be a great workshop. It's going to be really fun. There is an hour at the end where we're going to have an open forum for any guy to ask any question of myself and my wing girls that will be there with me. Anything they've ever wanted to ask a woman, and get an honest opinion, a female's opinion, numerous females' opinions. And if they want more information, they can go to my site, winggirlmethod.com, and check it out. It's on the front page. You just click on it, and it can lead you to more information about the workshop.
And what about, you had mentioned you have an online dating program. What other programs do you have that guys might be interested in?
Well, we have a couple of video and audio programs. One is called What's Inside a Woman's Mind, which is about 5 hours of women just talking and talking about what they want, what they don't want, and it's really women just being blunt and honest and saying what they wouldn't usually say to men in front of their faces. So it gives you an honest and blunt female perspective. The other program is called How to Become the Man Women Want, which is an 18-minute video that has tons of bonuses that amount to like an hour and a half. But it provides men with insight on the three top characteristics that women find attractive and teaches them how to gain those characteristics. And this is the program that was created because I wanted men to actually be men before they started using my other services. So this can really help men find their confidence and latch on to a more attractive version of themselves. Because I always believe that if you're not turning yourself on, you're not going to turn anybody else on. So this program teaches you how to do it. And then we have tons of other services as well where, you know, we do coaching sessions, one-on-one coaching sessions, two-on-one coaching sessions where we go to a social location. There's a ton of things. If you just go to the website and just look at it, what is available to you.
Do you actually wing guys in the field if they want?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. That's a two-on-one outing. It's called the Wing Girl trademark outing, where we take men out for 3 hours and we interact with women and we pick up women for them and we give them on-site immediate feedback on how they're presenting themselves to women.
Excellent. That sounds like it could be something that could be really useful for a lot of guys.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. It's fun. It's a great time, and it's definitely very useful.
Awesome. I really enjoyed talking to you. I think we covered a lot of great things, and hopefully there's not too many guys out there pushing their female friends against the wall.
Yeah.
And, grabbing
their I hope there are. Push them against the wall.
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah.
All right, thank you for having me on this. I really appreciate it.
Yep, no problem. Definitely keep in touch, and I'd love to have you on again sometime.
I love that. Thank you.
I'm Bobby Rio, and thanks again for joining me for the Great Seducer interview series. Remember to head over to thegreatseducer.com, where you can find our collection of over 75 podcasts and interviews featuring the world's best dating coaches and pickup artists. While you're there, don't forget to grab your free copy of the Little Black Book of Openers, featuring over 175 of the most tested and effective opening lines for meeting women. These openers have been compiled over the last 5 years of talking to, gaming with, interviewing, and observing the world's top pickup artists. That is thegreatseducer.com.